It's time for Health, Happiness, and Healing with Hippocrates on Legends 100.3. Brought to you by the Hippocrates Health Institute in West Palm Beach. Call for your tour today, 561-471-8876, or visit HippocratesHealthInstitute.org. Now here are the hosts of Health, Happiness, and Healing with Hippocrates, Anna Maria and Brian Clement.
This is Health, Happiness, and Healing with Brian
and Anna Maria Clement at Hippocrates.
Today we have an incredibly important subject that all of you listening around the world know about, and those of us living in Florida are suffering. The red tide, the red algae, which is, by the way, a major, major disaster here in South Florida. I was just mentioning before we came on air that we have friends that grew up and lived along the beaches of Florida that now have left and moved away because they're constantly having flu-like symptoms. And once again, this is the government we have, you know, the best money can pay for, that literally let agriculture pollute our waterways. The BP spill, which they've downplayed, which has permanently destroyed for hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of years the Gulf of Mexico. There's a major dead zone in the middle of the Gulf of Mexico. This all plays together. We have an extraordinary ecosystem. Little creatures dependent upon larger creatures, interdependent. And what we've done is literally destroyed that ecosystem. And what do we do on top of it when the red tide comes, when we're trying to clean up the waterways like idiots, and there's no other way to say it, we put deadly cancer-causing, mind-altering chemicals into the water. And not only do we put them in the water, but then like idiots again, we literally take the water out of these canals and we start to spray our lawns with them so that you, your dog, maybe you roll around on a blanket on the lawn, get it right into your skin. And as leading healthcare professionals, this ends up being cancer. This ends up being autism. This ends up being neurological problems, multiple sclerosis. And there's no doubt about that. Now, of course, all of those institutions of medicine are going to tell you they still need more money to find out where these diseases come from. I'm telling you for free. Mm-hmm. The listeners of Legends Radio, I'm just told you for free where these diseases come from. So we have two incredibly interesting people, Tora and Bobby, in here. And Tora is actually the president of a company that does it right. It's so rare that we find people in the world today that do it right, with honor, with ethics, not just doing it to make money. And she runs a company called WeDo, and Bob is out in the field, Bobby, working. So first I want to introduce you, Tora, and explain what you do and how you came up with this concept.
Well, first I'd like to thank you for having us as your guest. We're very excited and helping spread the understanding and the word, as you were describing, on what's happening to our waterways. WeDo was started by my husband just over 10 years ago. He and his father had started it, and then I became involved. Bobby has been with the company since inception. And the purpose and original purpose of starting this company was more from an environmental standpoint. It's wonderful to run a company and make money, but it's great to run a company and leave behind a trail of greatness, right, to change your world and the way people do things. So for me, it's been great. My husband has turned over the reins, and I've been running the company for the last few years. And we have really been able to penetrate large government areas, municipalities, federal government, and down to the homeowner association levels. We've been, we're in 13 countries now with our vessels.
You're kidding.
Yes,
wow.
We are. Wow. Almost half of the states in the United States, and we're growing. We've doubled our sales every year for the last 4 years, and from a small company to a growing, beautiful company that's spreading a great word and a great message.
So, you know, this is not something you're going to hear about in the news. Nobody's going to talk. But so what do you do especially? What do you do?
So our vessels were built to be small in size. They're roughly around 12 feet long. And our vessels come equipped with front end loader, sickle bar. We also have different accessories that allow you to clear weeds.
And they're floating on water?
It's a catamaran style vessel that floats on water that's powered with, we have an electric version as well as a Kubota engine version. We allow, this workboat, if you will, allows us to remove aquatic weeds. This is where it comes down to the conversation we were having about people spraying. Previously, before we invented our vessel, the harvesters, aquatic weed harvesters is what they're called, right, were larger. They were 20 to 30 feet in length. They were hard to run. They would break down, and they would be in a situation where they couldn't fix them. Our 12-foot vessels can portage in small areas.
Can go anywhere.
And can go anywhere. Mm. And they're affordable. And so now we have these small workboats that allow us to clean areas of vegetation that is starving of necessary water and oxygen. And now we're clearing the waterways. And there is no reason, and I mean no reason, to ever use chemicals again with the ability we have. We also have an oil skimmer that removes oil from water, gas removal. We have different accessories that allow us to remove the silt from the bottom of the ponds that are holding on to those toxic chemicals from people spraying over the years. And I think it's really important to understand that when there's a solution out there, especially an organic, healthy solution, we should ban immediately any other solution.
I am absolutely with you. It's greed and money that stops this type of thing. Mm-hmm. And let me tell you, you don't have to be an environmentalist. You just have to be having some common sense to know what you're talking about is right. This is Health, Happiness, and Healing with Brian.
And Anna Maria.
Hold on. We're going to be right back.
Essentia beds are considered the world's healthiest mattresses, and it's easy to see why. Essentia uses an evidence-based approach to recovery through sleep. Combine that with the only GOLS North American certified organic latex-producing factory, and the world's only natural memory foam mattress is a clear and healthy upgrade from traditional memory foam mattresses. They also sleep cooler than any other mattress. Essentia beds are guaranteed to improve sleep and wellness, or they'll take it back. Try it for 120 days. Call 561-571-9300 for more information and visit Essentia Beds in Boca Raton. Now back to Health, Happiness, and Healing with Hippocrates on Legends 100.3. Call for your tour today, 561-471-8876, or visit HippocratesHealthInstitute.org. Now here are the hosts of Health, Happiness, and Healing with Hippocrates, Anna Maria and Brian Clement.
You're with Health, Happiness, and Healing with Anna Maria and
Brian Clement. Today we're speaking about an incredibly productive way to heal the environment that many of you live in. You're living in communities, you're living on lakes, rivers, streams. If you're here in South Florida with us or listening around the world, many of you, as I, love to live on water. And what are we doing? Are we poisoning that water? Are you subjecting yourself, your loved ones, your family members, your community members to major diseases? Are you asking the homeowner associations what they're using? So how do you get into these people? How do you talk to people that are listening today? What should they do?
So one of the first things that we should do as homeowners is ask around. If you're living in a homeowner association where there's a board, call your president, ask your president, how do we handle weeds in our water areas? Are you spraying? Are you putting pellets? Are we using mechanical harvesting? And if they say yes, what kind of chemical are we using? When do we spray? How often? Are we testing our soil to see if we sprayed too much? Are we exhausting the fact that there are methods out there that you don't need to spray?
Well, there's no such thing as a good chemical. So if they're using chemicals
100%
are bad.
100% right. Yes. Exactly. It's a little bit of a hurdle sometimes to get these people to actually believe that. But as they ban smoking in public places, every homeowner has the right to be able to stop what they have to breathe. When you spray chemicals with 20-mile-an-hour winds, those chemicals are going to spray into your home. Every homeowner has the right of what's happening in their backyard. And if it's not an HOA, it's probably a city or a municipality in which they can call them and say, what are you doing to the canal in my backyard? What are you treating it with? It's your right as a homeowner.
Well, many of the listeners don't know, if you live on a golf course, you have a 3-time greater chance of getting cancer. Can you imagine what now we add this extra, probably more poison in there?
Yeah, and we heard how it's recycled, the water that you now have all the chemicals going back into your lawn and being recycled in there.
They do. They use that. They use the water from the lakes and ponds to irrigate. That's exactly what they do. So they're spraying your water that they've treated with chemicals onto the lawns and where your dogs walk with their pads, or your pets, your babies, you. And that chemical causes cellular death. That's the important thing to understand. I don't care what chemical from what company. The goal of the chemical is to cause cellular death. So if it's causing cellular death in order to kill the weed, what is it doing to the molecular structure of your body? And that's what we have to ask ourselves.
Exactly.
Why take the chance when there's organic means?
Mm-hmm. And so, Bobby, you're out in the field.
Yes,
tell
ma'am.
Us all about it.
Well, so as an operator, I get to see what's going on day to day in the field. We get to see the growth of these invasive weeds. And a lot of people don't realize that there are methods to solve these problems organically. They don't realize there's a small, easy-to-use work boat that is actually fun to drive and efficient. And at the end of the day, not only a lot healthier, but can even be cheaper than the chemical application.
Right.
We just need to spread the awareness that the chemical is not the way to go.
It's like a bobcat for the water, right?
That's exactly right. It's just like a little John Deere tractor or any type of tractor on the water that I can even have you driving like a pro in about 5 minutes.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Maybe not her, but.
Now, I don't know. Usually the ladies take to the machine better than most men, so no offense.
Okay. I'd be driving it too fast, she'd say.
Now, I think a lot of people don't understand what red tide is. What is red tide? Any of you?
So the algae that we find, I think you were quite on when we first opened up the segment, that you have fertilizers, you have a lot of phosphates coming from the farming, but all of that's been there for a long time. What's made it so bad over the last couple of years?
Right.
I'm going to tell you, it's spraying the water with chemicals. That's why it's so bad. That's what's changed. Weeds have become
they're growing tolerance.
They're growing these tolerances.
Right.
And so when they spray and they don't get an immediate reaction within a week or two, they go back and spray again and again and again.
And they get worse and worse and worse.
They get worse. And what's happening is, what's the difference between today and 10 years ago? The cows are still there. The farming is still there. It's not great. But what's bad today is the amount of spraying they're doing in the waters.
Wow.
And I promise you, that is the culprit here. And if we can stop the use of chemicals in water. Do you know in Europe you're not allowed to do that?
Well, of course not.
Right.
Well,
so you can't do it in Europe, but yet the Americans say it's okay.
There's a difference in a country that cares for their citizens and one that uses their citizens.
That's
it's
right.
That simple. Yeah. So did you ever have any serious members of the Florida political community come and say, why don't we do this all over?
Yes, we had the Congressman Mass come and join us about 2 weeks ago. And he wanted to understand what was going on, and he was very compassionate. We had some senators in New York, and we got to meet the governor. We've had a lot of politicians actually get involved. They're excited, very excited, actually. And I think, to your point, it's very important that from a political standpoint, it helps you trickle down a little easier.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It helps with the DEC, and it helps with the EPA.
Yeah.
So it's very important, and from a political standpoint, myself and my board and Lauren have been doing, she's been doing a phenomenal job helping me open up the political arena.
That's a good thing. So,
fantastic.
You said it earlier, and I want to repeat it loud and clear. Once we have a technology like this that is pro-people, pro-health, pro-environment, pro-economics, it's less expensive in the long run to do this than to use chemicals.
That's correct.
Yep.
Why don't we just make a blanket ruling and say, this is what we use today?
There's no reason why there isn't, except for greed.
Yeah.
And that is the only answer I can give you.
Same.
Because I've given you a solution, affordable solution. And when you add up how much you're spraying on chemicals versus the vessel, you'll find that the vessel is a more economical approach.
Mm-hmm.
So even the greed shouldn't even come into play if they actually could add.
And so, Bobby, so when you're out there, do you protect yourself because you're in the middle of everything?
Well, the chemical applicators have to wear a lot of PPE. Those are personal protective equipment, masks, full-on hazmat suits. I'm out there on our workboat. It's actually fun. You can see some photos in those pants.
Have a nice tan.
It's a great job. Unless we're in something toxic like an oil or a chemical removal, we don't really have to wear any masks. We just get to go out and actually enjoy ourselves.
So when you have oil spills, you actually have another unit that cleans those up.
So the same vessel has an accessory that goes on the front end loader, so you don't have to buy another vessel.
Wow.
The exact same vessel has a quick change where we can add different attachments on the front for whatever job's in front of us. And so for the oil and gas spill, it's a nice attachment that goes right on the front, and it actually takes the water and separates it.
Well, we're talking to Tara and Bobby today about saving your life and giving you some tips. No matter where you live, never feel helpless, never feel alone, and certainly don't allow yourself to get sick for absolutely no reason except not knowing this. We're going to be back in just a minute. This is Health, Happiness, and Healing with Brian.
And Anna Maria.
Be right back.
It's time to transform your life. Get healthy, live longer, and feel your ultimate best. Come to Hippocrates Health Institute, set on 55 lush tropical acres in West Palm Beach. Join the Life Transformation Program or the Hippocrates Weight Loss Academy today. Live life better. Call 561-471-8876, 561-471-8876, or visit HippocratesHealthInstitute.org. Don't miss the Health, Happiness, and Healing with Hippocrates show Sunday mornings at 9, right here on Legends 100.3. Now back to Health, Happiness, and Healing with Hippocrates on Legends 100.3. Call for your tour today, 561-471-8876, or visit HippocratesHealthInstitute.org. Now here are the hosts of Health, Happiness, and Healing with Hippocrates, Anna Maria and Brian Clement.
We're back with Health, Happiness, and Healing with Anna Maria and
Brian Clement. We're with We Do today. What a cool name that is, We Do. Boy, you really do, man. I talk to a lot of people that have big talk, but not a lot of action. You have a lot of action and good talk, good straight talk. At break, we were talking about the politics that surround this. And I was really elated to find out that you have a plan to go to Washington to get this written into the laws, written into the rules, that you also informed me that if you live in an HOA, a planned development, there is no way that you have the rights to tell people you don't want to be poisoned. In the last segment, I pointed out that you have up to a 3-time greater chance of contracting cancer because of the deadly chemicals they place on your golf courses. But this is worse than golf courses. This is a whole lot worse.
That's right.
So tell us about that.
So a lot of areas here in Florida, South Florida Water Management, for example, will say to a developer, you need to put X amount of waterways within your development. So a lot of these developments have lakes, ponds in their backyard. And when I say their backyard, you can throw a stone to it. So if you're treating these lakes and waterways that are right in your backyard, you're being subjected to it. If the wind is blowing the wrong way and they're spraying, if they're putting pellets in and then they're using that water to irrigate your backyard, that's where it gets really scary. And they'll say, well, you know, it's fine. You can wait 24 hours and then it's fine. Well, what happened in the last 24 hours is that you just watered my backyard 3 times. So I guess it's not fine. So nobody's really asking these questions. And we're here really today to not only talk about there's an answer, but to push you to ask the right questions so you know what's going on in your home and what's coming in your home.
Well, I mean, you must get a lot of gratitude from the more conscious people. When you're out there working, Bobby, and you're offering this, do people ever thank you for doing this?
Absolutely. A lot of our customers are municipalities, especially down here in South Florida. We have a strong presence. And a lot of my customers come back to me that the homeowners that surround the waters that they work on are beyond elated. They can't believe how much work is being done in an eco-friendly way. They're seeing their waterways revolutionized instantly.
Wow. Yeah.
When some guy comes along in his boat with all this gear and spraying these horrible toxic chemicals,
they hide in the house.
They hide, they close their blinds. They don't want to see the waterways because they're so ugly. The spray kills these weeds and it takes weeks for them to die off.
Oh,
the We Do boat comes in, provides instant gratification in an eco-friendly, healthy and fun way. Yeah. Everybody loves the We Do.
One other thing I think it's important to understand is when you spray chemicals and you kill the weeds, what happens to the weeds is they fall to the bottom. They don't come out, they stay on the bottom. So eventually after time, you actually lose the depths of your water because the silt from all the decay starts filling up. And so your waters become more toxic, you lose depth, and believe it or not, the waters get hotter. And as you lose depth and lose oxygen, you lose aquatic life.
That's right.
Yeah, and we're living in a time, you know, this is not only a carcinogen, this is big time, could cause autism for kids in future. And so there is, there's so many reasons to support this, and for every little city to support this, you know, it doesn't even make sense what we're doing. It's like all the pools we have at the Institute has no chlorine. They're just natural minerals and ozone to purify the water.
We had to fight for our life to get that approved.
And I mean, why would you want to swim in the chlorine? It's a gas used in wars to kill people. I mean, it's the same thing. And poor kids are in that and under it. And you know, swimming in it for hours. And, you know, we deal with that kind of pollution and teaching our guests all the time to get out of that. And, you know, but they're facing that in every way. They're facing it in their own home, like you say.
You know, I love this great country that we're all from. We're all Americans, born and raised here. But my God, I'm a bit ashamed about it. As we talked earlier, and you're correct, I lived in Europe for a period of time. Anna Maria is from Europe. There's a civility there and a kindness and a compassion for the people that live in these countries. Mm-hmm. And as you pointed out right away when I met you, is that there's 13 countries other than the United States that use this. So do you see most other countries more progressive in this?
Well, for sure outside of the United States, because sure. I think the U.S. is far the leader in abuse of poisoning our waters. Yes, we're getting a lot of inquiries lately from places that are really having a horrible time. India is having a horrible time with their water, and we've mm-hmm. been getting a ton of inquiries and helping them. And some of the other third world countries that, you know, Indonesia's having a horrible time with garbage. So one of the accessories that we provide allows us to pick up plastics out of water.
No kidding. Mm-hmm. Well, you're going to have a full-time business.
Oh, yeah.
That.
Yes, and Indonesia's having a terrible time with that, as well as obviously the large ocean issues. But
yeah. Those of you that consume fish, just last year, a university I've lectured at, an Ivy League called Exeter in England, pointed out that a person who doesn't eat a lot of fish, this moderate fish, gets a couple of ounces of plastic in their body a year, just from the fish itself. And so, you know, at this point, straws just came out, and thank God were exposed about a month ago. And so I'm starting to see a turn where people are going to paper straws once again. So the work you're doing is profoundly important
and
timely, and I'm proud to meet both of you.
Thank you so much.
You're good people, and, you know, what you're doing, maybe, thank God, in the future, we won't have to deal with as many people with cancer and other diseases.
That's
so
right.
Because people aren't doing what you're doing with We Do, we on the other end of that have to help people fight for their life.
That's right.
So thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
Do people get a hold of you?
So we have a website, www.weedoboats.com, weedoboats.com. Or you can call us on our phone number, 561-204-5765.
Say that again.
561-204-5765.
And don't say, I'm helpless, I'm not part of the government, I don't have control over the housing association here. Get active. You don't want to die unnecessarily from an invisible killer. This is Health, Happiness, and Healing with Brian.
And Anna Maria.
It was really cool being with you this lovely morning. We're going to be back with you next week, bringing you more information.
Thanks for listening to Health, Happiness, and Healing with Hippocrates on Legends 100.3. Call for your tour today, 561-471-8876, or visit HippocratesHealthInstitute.org.